die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.
Good morning, Amangus.
I want to welcome all our Groot FM listeners. This is Angus Buchan. We are called by the Lord to be the fragrance of Christ to a dying world. Are you? Am I? Well, let's see what the word says. We go to the second book of Corinthians, chapter 2, and I'm reading verse 15. Paul says, "For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." Are you being a fragrance of Christ? Folks, we've got to be positive. Doesn't matter. We can't walk by sight. We've got to walk by faith. We've got to call those things that aren't as if they were. I love being around positive people. I have a big problem being around negative people. Negative. Everything is negative. I want to tell you about a lady who's gone to be with Jesus. She died a few years ago. A beautiful lady. When she was young, she was riding on a horse. The horse got a scare and she fell off the horse and she broke her back. And she was in a wheelchair, confined in a wheelchair. Her name was Lee Udendahl. She was one of our neighbors here. You know, when I went to church on a Sunday morning, she would come to our little church here on the farm, Shalom, and I would see her dear husband wheeling her down to the church. I would make a beeline for her, not interested in any of the other famous people or anything. "How are you?" And every time she'd say, "I'm so well, and I thank the Lord for this beautiful day, and I want to thank you for your preaching and for your love for Jesus." She never once spoke about herself. She was the fragrance of Christ.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.